My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. Yankees baseball is on WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, an Odyssey Sports Station.
It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good summer Friday here on the Fan. One more day with Stu Gotts, then Boomer and I will be reunited next week. And if Stu Gotts hadn't annoyed us enough over the last couple of days, yeah, he brought an intern with him today that will be filming everything in the breaks. So I've been trying to tell him I don't want any conversations in the breaks. I don't want to talk to you outside of when we have to talk on the show. And he won't do that. He just keeps talking to me about things I don't care about. And now he's brought somebody with him to film everything. Yeah. So just really the cherry on top of what has been a really, really difficult week to get through with you is this now on a Friday. So, and I'd forgotten about that. You warned me of it. And then I go get you from the door and there's a camera in my face.
Yeah.
Second that I let you in. So I'm like, all right, well, you know what? You just gotta, you gotta power through.
Yeah, you do.
You gotta power through. Good morning.
Good morning,
Stu.
To you, by the
how
way.
Are you?
I appreciate all the compliments on the way in here. Someone has a name, and her name is Lucy.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, she will be filming during the breaks. I said, listen, don't talk to Gio. He's tired of me. I think I'm tired of him.
Yeah.
He wants Boomer back. He wants silence during the breaks.
Yes, I do.
I'm not giving him any of that.
No. Nope.
I'm not even watching the games we're talking about
every single night. That's a good point, yeah.
He is ready for me to go back to Miami. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, after doing 4 days of mornings, I am ready to get back to I go to Rochester right now with my wife and my daughter, crying out loud. But Lucy is here. Gio was very bitter because we played golf yesterday.
Yeah.
And, well
you won.
I don't want to spoil everything.
Well,
right?
No, yeah, you won, and we will get to it. And right. I played horrible, and you were better. And
slightly.
yeah. But then again, I mean, you were saying you've been playing for 25 years. You're more like a 15, where I'm more like a 22, and I didn't get any strokes. And
then
I was like, I can't now, halfway through the round, get strokes. So,
yeah.
But it was ugly. I played horrible so much so that I said that I need to take a break from the game.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, I'm not going to make excuses, but playing with you is a different experience, man.
Why?
Well, it's just different. I'm used to...
Well, different how? I mean...
Well, when...
I mean, when I play with Boomer and he invites me somewhere, everything is just completely taken care of. You show up and boom, they're waiting for you, whatever you need, this and that. I show up there before you. Nobody has any idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Who are you here to play with?
Sure.
Do you know a member? I don't know anything about this. You give me the name of somebody who was confused. There's like whispering going on. I don't know who this person is. You show up. You went to the hotel and wasted 45 minutes.
I said
you were changing just to show up at the post shop in the same clothes you were wearing doing the show.
Right.
So you have to sit there and buy shoes, a shirt, all of this stuff before we go out and play.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and then you're just the talking.
Yeah,
it's just nonstop, and I can't. Like, it was a bad decision on my part to do all this radio with you, and then do something like that with you after the show.
Right,
and then I start playing bad, and I'm just like, you know what? I that was the least amount of fun I've ever had playing golf yesterday.
I
have never been that upset.
Right.
With a golf club in my hand ever.
So I'm sorry that I never played quarterback for the New York Jets, okay? And, you know, I didn't play 10 years of the NFL. Did he win an NFL MVP, Boomer?
He did, yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't do that either, okay? Mm-hmm. Because when you do those things and you show up to golf courses, people tend to cater to your every need.
Well, I mean, but you're bigger than all of us here at WFAN, except for Boomer, so they should be catering to your every need in your hometown, right?
You know what I realized yesterday? I'm not as big as you.
Not in New York, at least.
I mean, that golf course and the people who work there, they could not believe that Greg Giannotti had showed up to there. But it was unbelievable. You're a massive star,
well,
man.
That's
I'm so was, proud of
there
you.
Was, there, yeah. were, there were pictures.
A massive star who can't golf, but you're a massive star nonetheless. I mean,
well, yes, I know. I was terrible yesterday.
Right.
I was really, really bad. It was a regression day. I will admit that.
Regression.
Nothing I can say. It was a regression day.
Gio quit golf yesterday, just so you know.
For like a week.
For a hole. Because what happens, and this is what golf does to you, okay? Gio played, he didn't play well, okay? 15, 16 holes. But 16, 17, and 18, he brought it home strong. I think he went par, bogey, par.
Yeah, bogey, par, par was what it was.
Bogey, par, par,
okay?
That's
right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for 15 holes, he's telling me he's quit the game. He's not playing anymore. He's taking a break. He's taking a break. He needs a break. He's playing too much. Too many shots at the range. Too many swings. Too many swings.
Yeah.
Not playing, not playing, not playing. Can't wait to go to Italy. Yeah. At one point, he threw my driver at me. Okay,
well, that's how many it wasn't your driver. You were taking
it was
too
a
long.
Rental, yes.
By
the way, yes, I did beat it with rentals.
Also, in 25 years of experience on me.
But let me get through this because bad, 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 never playing again. And golfers and people listening can relate to this. Then he hits an unbelievable shot on, I think, the 17th hole. And he went from never playing again. My sense is Gio will play today.
No. No, I canceled my golf plans on Sunday. I did. I said, we're not doing it. Not doing it. We're going to go to the beach instead. Canceled it. So, no, I'm a man of my word. I need a break.
Okay.
The world was telling me to step away for a little bit. It just did. The world tells you what to do.
Right.
All right. So, let's do some Mets here, of course, because that's what people are expecting.
Yes.
And because last night, once again, it's another one of these. I cannot believe we are sitting here at the end of July with this team beating the Atlanta Braves in the way that they beat the Atlanta Braves last night after sweeping the Yankees and beating the hell out of them. So I mean, you go back to the end of May where this team was completely dead in the water. I had no belief in them. I thought it was going to be so bad. I thought 75 wins would be the best that they could possibly do.
Yep.
And now you've got them not only beating the Yankees, but beating the hell out of the Yankees and then winning a game last night that they would have lost against the Atlanta Braves 10 out of 10 times prior to this year and all the weirdness that in a good way that's going on. Suicide squeeze by the Braves that probably wasn't even a suicide squeeze. And Laureano has a miserable night, and then he gets gunned down between third and home. And then Laureano out in right field overrunning the Jeff McNeil fly ball, and that being the game-winning hit. Or really, I don't know if they scored an error or not. I guess he didn't touch the ball, so probably not. I mean, the fact that those two wacky things happen in the Mets' favor in a game against the Atlanta Braves in July where Citi Field is packed.
Yep.
I mean, I've said that it's tough for me to fully buy in because I've been – it's just been tough with where the Vikings or the Mets or the Knicks or whoever. But every day it gets more and more apparent that this team just isn't going anywhere. Now, are they going to go to the NLCS and the World Series? That remains to be seen. But this team...
You mean they're not going away? They're going to be in this thing for the rest of the season?
They have to be.
You don't mean they're not going anywhere in terms of the playoffs and whatever they do in the playoffs?
No. Right. I mean
you
they're
feel
not,
good about the team now.
Right. Yes, right. Well, they're right. not. Yeah, they're not going anywhere as right. far as being a competitive team that'll probably get one of these wild cards if this keeps up.
You had Lindor with another homer last night. You could argue he's been the best player in baseball now for a couple of weeks, or maybe a month. He has been fantastic. Listen, this team was 15 games below 500. And here they are, you know, in a wild card spot, Gio. And so part of my frustration spending the week here and kind of listening to the station, you guys are so negative about the Yankees, and I feel like what's happening is you're missing the best story in New York right now, and that's this lovable underdog Met team on a $300 million payroll. It appears that they're good. They're going to be around for a while and perhaps make the playoffs. And Gio, think about that. If I told you Mets playoffs, 15 games under 500, you would have been like, you're out of your mind.
Well, that's what I did say. And, right. and Jerry, I got to give Jerry Recco credit. I'll see him next week. He believed in them even when they were terrible. 5, 6, 7 games under 500. Jerry said, I still think they'll come back and be a 500 team. I thought he was nuts.
Right.
But they
he was
have
wrong.
Been.
They're better than that.
I mean, I guess really, and the reason, right, they have been better than that. I mean, right. as they are now 6 games over 500. Right there, only a half game behind the Atlanta Braves, a full game in the loss column. The NL East has probably reached 10 games back of the Phillies, who have had a phenomenal season. But just get in at this point if you're the Mets. But I guess, I mean, really the turning point for them with Francisco Alvarez coming back, that's what you can really point to. But I think the reason why, more than anything, you want to say Jeff McNeil waking up, Lindor having an amazing season, is the fact that these guys at the bottom of the lineup are hitting in the way that they're hitting. And also, by the way, the bullpen that was the stone worst I think I've ever seen in my life has been great, with Budo moving to the bullpen, Maton coming over and being very good for them since he came over in that trade from Tampa. I mean, that them stabilizing themselves in that bullpen probably means more to the wins and losses than just about anything that's gone on over the last 3 weeks or so.
No question about it. Listen, it's baseball is really, it's tricky, right? It's a weird sport. And that's why I tell you, just because the Yankees bottom half of the lineup isn't hitting right now doesn't mean they can't turn it around for a stretch of games.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose so, but at the same time,
no, but Gio,
they got some guys who were cooked. Like DJ LeMahieu is washed up, man.
I know, but you're talking about a Mets bullpen that wasn't good to start the season, and now they have righted the ship, and they're, listen.
But I mentioned two guys who weren't in there.
Right.
That's the difference.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
One guy was a starter who went in there, another one they acquired in a trade.
Right.
You know? So
yes.
And it was really David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza that stabilized it by making those two decisions. But I'm maybe with the Yankees, but I even heard driving home, I don't know if you heard, any of BT and Sal, I don't know if you listen to them, because I know you don't like those guys. And
Now Al Dukes is laughing at you because you can't do that.
Well, we know don't like them.
You can't, they don't like me. You can't do that. Okay? Because what I've noticed here for the 4 days that I've spent, and by the way, it's been 3 days too many, is I have pissed some people off here. Okay? They are not happy about my presence here. They're not happy about how I handle the program director's job. You can't say that. You can't shove those words in my mouth.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I think you talked about it on Dan, how you had an issue with those guys. I'm not making that up.
I don't have an issue. BT has not said hello to me.
Well, he hates your guts. That is a fact.
But why? He was excited to meet me last time I was here.
No, he legitimately, I've been told by two people.
Yeah, he doesn't like me.
That not just doesn't like you. Hates
me. Okay.
And despises the fact that you're in the building.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's what, so, yeah, two people that,
so
I'll
what,
tell you in the break who they were so you believe me that,
okay.
That I'm not making that up or exaggerating that.
I don't think you're making it up.
Yeah, he hates you.
In fact, you didn't have to tell me that. I could already sense it. I feel it. It's frosty.
I don't understand why.
I haven't seen him. He won't say hello.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Right.
I mean, BT's a guy who's, he's wound very tight.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe that's what it is. And there's a testosterone. You know, it's like a. You know how you see like a, you watch like National Geographic or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be like the alpha male gorilla,
right.
And then like, you know, another gorilla comes into the jungle, and then there's the beating of the chest and stuff like that.
Or,
you know, so, I mean, I think that's what's going on. I mean, I think he feels a little bit of that.
Territory thing?
Yeah,
right.
Like I saw him peeing in the corner of the newsroom the other day, just marking his territory because you were walking in. And he lifted his leg, too. It was crazy. But, yeah, I mean, that's probably what it is.
BP.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe it was because of the whole... Maybe it was because of the whole program director thing. He really hated you. I don't know if there was something prior to that.
The first time he came on with me and Levitard, he was so thrilled to be on. And in fact, he said to Dan, "I'm not interested in talking to you. I want to talk to Stu about the Jets." You know,
right. Yeah.
And then last year, I was here. I met him outside. He was great. I told you the story earlier this week. I'm terrified of those two guys. They're sports radio goons. I mean, he walked in with a hoodie on, and the hood was actually on his head.
That's right.
You know, it was very intimidating.
It is intimidating.
And he's very tall.
He's a big guy.
But he's also very nice, and I have no idea what I have done to piss him off. In fact, I think I haven't done a thing. It's you. You say
no.
No, that's irresponsible. You can't do that.
It's not
you
me.
You can't say Stu. I know you don't like those guys.
No, I think
I've never said that to you.
No. I think
no, because that would suggest that you and I sit around, we play 18 holes of golf, and all I'm doing is bashing Sal.
Where it comes from is that whole conversation I think that you guys had on your show, and then you were making fun of them for the takes and that stuff, and he took that personally. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you actually have never said anything about disliking BT to me. I did in the beginning of the entry point of this thing, I was exaggerating saying that I don't know if you listen to those guys because you don't like them.
Yeah.
But everything I've said about BT hating you is 100% the truth.
Okay.
But you not liking them, I was exaggerating. But to the point.
What were they talking about?
Yes. They were at the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation Golf Tournament.
Okay.
And Tom Verducci was on, and he had the similar take that we were talking about it. Look at the guys that are on this Yankees team, and you're going to believe that they're going to turn it around. Because if you actually look at them and who they are and what they've been, you know, really they're going to need Giancarlo Stanton to come back. They're going to need Dominguez to come back. They're going to need those guys who aren't here to come back to contribute, because some of these guys on the roster that have been struggling are just not going to wake up because of what we've seen from them. So that really was the point when you weren't listening to BT and Sal on your drive to Port Washington.
Yeah.
Where nobody knew you from the town you grew up in.
Right. Well, why would they know me? I'm like 20 years removed from that town. I mean, and you know that. And Gio is so... And I was so thrilled because most of the time when I go places, it's me having to do the dog and pony show.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I understand.
Listeners, they see you. They want to talk to you. Yesterday, you got it all.
Well,
and it was great just for a minute to be able to sit kind of, you know, off to the side and watch Gio do the work.
Yeah.
And you were great with the fans.
That's what you have to do.
I mean, especially when you're playing.
The second people don't know you and don't know what you do and don't recognize you and don't want the picture, then it's over. You're done. You're cooked. The career, just do something else.
Now, I know you were fighting through a lot of emotion there because you wanted to rip my head off after the round of golf, but still, like the true pro that you are, you were able to get through those conversations. I don't know if I would have been able to do it.
No. I mean,
after shooting 140 on a golf course, I'm not certain I'd be able to talk to anyone.
It was a 103. It was a 103. Yes, it was a 103, and you shot a 90, and you beat me, and you did. And you're an annoying golfer to play against because very rarely do any of your shots look like golf shots. and they're just, you hit these little worm burners 3 feet off the ground, and then they roll right up next to the pin, and it's like, how is that happening? And then that signature par three that they have there with the water in the back and the sailboats and surrounded by, like, it's almost like jungle forest.
Yeah.
And I shanked the one in the woods. But like, the shot, it was majestic and high and sounded like a golf shot. I just hit it way right.
Yeah.
You just completely, like, you mishit it.
I did.
A line drive. Mm. It's this little piss missile thing that you didn't mean to do.
Yeah.
It hits a mound, pops up in the air, lands on the green, and trickles to 3 feet from the pin. And what are you doing at that point? You're smacking me, calling me Gino.
I did. That happened.
You're going, Gino.
Gino,
it's
going to
be a hole in one. Gino.
It's going
like,
in.
And at that point, I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Al, I have Gino at his most pissed off point, okay? Because I've already hit, by my own admission, I've already hit a couple of lucky shots, and he had every right to be upset. And I'm winning every single hole. And I'm taking every single dollar that he has in his pocket, okay? And I have him at his most, I would say, angriest point of the day. Is that fair?
Yeah, right.
Like,
then.
He is quitting golf. He is throwing clubs at me. He's he's embarrassing me at my own course, for crying out loud.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yeah.
And we step up, and he's right. This par three, signature hole, like buck 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
I take out a 7-iron. I hit it. I said, oh, that's too much. I go, that's too much. And there's a lot of money on the line here. Because I think we had a carryover, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I said, Gio, I think that's too much. I think it's too much. And then it hits the side of a hill. Careens off the side of the hill. Rolls to within 2 feet of the hole. And I am, the entire time, I'm screaming. Because I think I have hit my first hole in one.
Yeah.
And that's not the way you want to hit your first hole in one.
Well.
It is not.
No.
But it was an effective shot.
It was,
And it won me the hole. So I have Gio at his angriest point of the afternoon.
Yeah.
And what do? Pull out my best shot. A 7-iron that careens off the side of something and rolls within 3 feet of the pin.
And while I'm watching this,
one of the great shots in golf history.
Right. Yeah, and while I'm watching this, you are calling me by a name that is not my name.
Nah. Gino!
Yeah. You could have gone with Greg or Gio, which is my nickname, and said you went with Gino.
What was great is you stopped me in the middle of all of this and said, listen, dude.
It's not my name.
It's Gio!
It's not my name. You can call me a lot. Gino. And at that point, I said, this is the least enjoyable golf experience I've ever had, and it's not even close.
I felt it.
Not even close.
I know.
So I'm glad that's over, though. I am. Like, when I got in the car, I immediately got in a better mood.
You did?
Because I was like, man, that's over now.
Right.
I don't have to deal with that any longer.
And someone in the parking lot noticed you. You felt good about yourself.
No.
You did. You know you did.
No,
it's okay. Yeah,
no,
you're still in that phase. It's okay. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not in that phase. Yeah. I wasn't even going to bring that up until I saw that Dan said that you were bigger than everybody around here. So I was like, you know, maybe nationally, sure.
Yeah.
Nobody knows you're at. They don't. So, none of my guys in Sayville that I, you know,
they
have no clue you do radio, where you came from, nothing.
I'm totally fine because they're busy listening to this radio station. That's
well,
why
that's
I wanted to
thing.
Work here. I don't want to be relevant in North Dakota. I want to be relevant in my own hometown. Right now, Gio is it. I'm not.
That's
you think
right.
I care about what's going on in South Dakota? I mean, I show up there and 1,000 people greet me at the airport.
That's right.
I want them to greet me at the airport here.
Yeah, not going to happen.
I know.
Not going to happen.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's especially not going to happen after BT kills you today. He puts a plastic bag over your head and strangles you in the newsroom. He's been planning it the entire time.
I have no idea what I have done to this person.
I'll get to the bottom of it if you like.
Will you?
Do that. Yeah, do it right here. He won't come in. Like, you know how Sal came in and had like some fun with it and was a good sport.
BT
will not do that. He won't do it.
Why?
He's just, that's not his thing. He's too serious about sports talk. Like, he won't come in and have fun with it.
Like, laughing is not his thing?
Yeah, he won't do it. I mean, a pen exploded in his mouth.
Yeah. and he kept it moving?
Yeah, he was like, come on, just do the segment. Just do the show. Just do the show.
If a pen exploded in Boomer's mouth, you would spend 4 hours on it. Right?
Probably, yeah. 4 days, maybe, I think, is probably what we would do.
And my show would spend 4 months on it.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But, all right, quickly here, because I know you love calls like this. Bob in Congress. What's going on, Bob?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Hey, Bob.
Stu Gatz.
Yep.
I freaking hate him, but he's so, like,
I just want to listen to him every single freaking day. He is so good.
I want you to listen to me every single day. Yeah, go ahead.
You are.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing with him. You know, yeah,
it's really, a love-hate really relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can't stand him, but you somehow need more. I don't know how or why.
What you need is silence during the breaks.
Yeah, I do need that.
And that's what Boomer gives you. I mean, seriously.
Most of the time.
Is Boomer chatty during the breaks? Because most of the content on our show comes from what I'm talking about during our commercial break. It's why I do it.
Yeah, you know, I know, I get it. But I mean, now Boomer sometimes he'll read me articles during the breaks. He likes doing that. I don't know why.
Really?
That's what he likes to do.
What do you mean?
I mean what I say. He'll read an article.
Do you pretend to listen?
I used to. Now I just get up and leave.
If he senses you're not listening, does he get angry?
No.
Really? So he's just a senile old man.
No, I'm not saying that at all. No, I think he likes to read, and he likes, like, if something was pertinent to what we were talking about, he'll pull up an article on it and then read it out loud.
Oh, educate you.
Well, here's some context on the thing that.
Did you know this?
Right, that type of thing.
Perhaps this will help the conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I'm like, I just need quiet, man.
Here's what I've noticed about you. You don't like people, man.
Like, it's more you I don't like. I just think that you're implying that you're extrapolating.
Listen to me.
In a way.
You're the only thing I have here, man. I can't lose you. I've lost Sal. I've lost BT. Evan hates me. Hates me. Tiki has no idea who I am. Okay?
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
All I have is you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I think here's the thing that really what it comes down to is, and you know, when you've got, you know, you got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old and you're at that point in your life and they're loud and energetic and all of that. And then, like, when you're not around that, you need quiet, you know, because when you go home, it's going to be like, ah, you know, all that's going on, and a dog and mother-in-laws and all those things.
Right.
So, like, when I'm here and I'm away from that, I like relaxed quiet. And then when you enter my world,
that's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll get to CeeLo. It's Boomer and Geo. It's Stu Gatz in for Boomer one more day on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
Talk New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Oh, I haven't heard this yet. This is new as of this morning. I should have listened to these songs. Jordan Davis has a new song out today, and so does Post Malone and Luke Combs, which this is what this is. I got a side in my rifle. Did you listen to the whole thing yet, Al?
I did.
You like it?
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's not
better like ringing endorsement.
It's not the Morgan Wallen one, right?
Even that one, like they're very shallow.
The Morgan Wallen one, you think so too? Obviously, the Blake Shelton one was shallow.
Yeah, I just think they're shallow, yeah.
Yeah. Someone to put a tires back in the drive. And if they don't, then I just might. They'll have to listen to it, the whole thing. It's pretty tough to tell.
Standard. Yeah.
What is this shallow thing you're doing here? You're doing that Jeff Beck thing again?
No. Chord progression
or what's going on?
Chord progressions. No, I just mean, like, I know it's Post Malone. He's getting into country, but it's like, it's just the most generic topics. It's just, God.
Yeah.
It's another country song.
Right. Yeah, Pour Me a Drink.
Pour Me a Drink.
Yeah, that was the one. I didn't think the Morgan Wallen one was that shallow. I think that was, that's just a great song.
No, I like it, but it's not deep.
See, I don't necessarily need deep lyrics. There's Luke Combs coming in, just kicking the crap out of Post Malone's voice, even though he's got a good voice.
But Al Saeed is not deep. It's simple. It's basic. It bores him. It's Jordan and LeBron. It's Brady or Belichick. It's that. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the go-to sports radio topics of music.
So you like the songs like Jordan Davis's song, like Next Thing You Know, where he's talking about life?
No. Jordan Davis is way, for a dude, is way too much into engagements, getting engaged.
Buy dirt and those things.
Like, bro.
Yeah.
It's like a chick is writing these songs.
Can you tell him that to his face next time you see him, Al?
I would say it's a little much with the engagement songs.
But Al, give me an example of a deep song, a song that really makes you think.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, Next Thing You Know would be one of those songs.
Yeah.
That is a deep song. It's not just about engagement. It's about everything, you know, going through your life.
Yeah, it's deeper for sure.
Yeah.
But it is just weird that two of his hits are about getting engaged.
Oh. No, funny, we were with him before the New York show a couple years ago, and
it's
you and Jerry
about
were off in the corner, basically ready to take a nap. You had ample opportunity to chat with Jordan about.
Well,
all
he only had one song about getting engaged by dirt.
Okay,
now he's got this.
That's
other
not,
one.
It's not about getting engaged.
It's about setting your roots down, Al.
Obviously, it's a sore getting engaged sore topic for Al.
No. It's not a sore topic for me. It's just. It's a for a country dude, have two of your hits be about getting engaged.
But they're not. They're not.
Buy dirt, drop to your knee, get engaged. Next thing you know, you're engaged.
It's part of the story.
I'm with Al.
I mean,
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm with Al.
I mean,
man, I tell you.
He needed someone.
Yeah.
Well, buy dirt is about buy dirt, like meet a girl, get engaged. Go to church.
Yeah.
Buy a home.
Life.
Nailed it.
Yes.
This one is, hey, I'm a dude, single, living my life. Oh, next thing you know, I'm engaged. That's two engagement songs.
He goes on from there, though, like all the way having children and the whole thing. And
which is a standard country theme as well. The circle of life and, you know, looking back on your kids and how they grow up fast. Like, I mean,
it's not just been done time and time again. Yeah.
I wonder if this new song, you say there's a new song? Oh, it's called Getting Engaged.
Man. So you're out on Jordan now, huh? You don't like him anymore. It's disappointing.
No, I do like him. I do like him.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
I just hate his music.
It's just interesting that two straight songs. This latest single is called I Ain't Saying. But I'm engaged.
All right. CeeLo, you got 5 minutes here to tell everybody.
Here we go. Yeah. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. The Mets keep finding a way. 4 in a row, 5 out of 6 now.
2 outs, 2-2 game in the 10th. The 1-0. McNeil swings, lines the ball in the air, right field line. Long run over for Laureano. A sprint. He reaches up. He cannot make the catch. It falls. Jose Iglesias scores from second base, and the Mets in extra innings win the game 3-2.
Keith Reiner.
Oh,
my God!
Final call on 880. Game-winning hit for Jeff McNeil. Misplayed by Ramon Laureano down the right field line, and that came after the Braves botched a suicide squeeze attempt in the top half of the 10th. Much to the surprise of their manager, by the way. We'll get to that in just a minute here. Francisco Lindor, another big hit. Two-run homer in the third. I mean, the Mets had two hits through nine innings. Found a way into extras. They end up with three because of McNeil, even though that ball was kind of misplayed by Laureano there. It's been a different McNeil, though, since the All-Star break. Here's Carlos Mendoza.
I've been seeing the happy Jeff for a while now. Look, he's a big part of this team. And it's good to see him continue to get results. Yeah. Happy Jeff, that's what we're calling him.
Yeah, and on SNY, Steve Gelb's asking a similar question of McNeil in the moments after winning the game.
How could you describe your stretch personally since the All-Star break was over?
This is who I am, I think. You know, swinging the bat well, hits are dropping, and...
It's the Gatorade bat there from DJ Stewart.
That's cold.
Yeah, so good times for him. Happy Jeff. Hopefully he's here to stay from the Mets standpoint.
This I feel like this would be a Stu Gotts take, right? Peaking too early.
That is not the right time. I mean, you prefer it in a month or so.
Yeah.
A little peak too early spot. And with the Yankees, you could say, hey, if you're going to have a lull, now would be the time.
Yes.
Right? Exactly. I love that.
Exactly. Yeah. Big time work from the bullpen
too early.
In this one. That's Boomer would say that if it was the Yankees.
Oh, yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
He'd be needling me about that, peaking too early. Three scoreless innings from Jose Buto in relief of starter Luis Severino.
I mean, he's unbelievable. I mean, he just, you know, I don't know how you can do that, you know, being a starter and then just go to the pen and be outstanding. I mean, we win because of him today. He did a great job.
It certainly seems they've found something with him out there. He's been very effective. Now back to the Braves and Laureano. So he strikes out looking to end the ninth after Atlanta had a runner thrown out trying to steal third. So he starts the 10th on second base, the auto runner, whatever you want to call it. They bunt him over to third. And then with Jared Kelnick at the plate, you get this suicide squeeze attempt gone wrong. And Brian Snicker afterwards had no problem throwing that duo right under the bus.
What did Laureano read there? He went...
I don't know what that was, quite honestly. You're going to have to ask them. I didn't have anything on.
Yeah, it wasn't me. So there you go. And then he gets the shoulder into Alvarez, who didn't like it. And he quickly says, my bad, I'm sorry. And then he gets the misplay that ends the game at the bottom of the 10th.
That's just...
Brutal night for him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is exactly the way the Mets would have lost a game against the Braves in the last 20 years.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand, though, like, how did these players put their own squeezes on?
I mean, if you listen to that, certainly, I said I didn't have anything on there.
Well, strange,
yeah.
Odd, but that's about the only squeeze talk I can do is just that. That's
okay.
It. You know what I'm saying?
We squeezed it out of you.
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Mets move within a game of the top wild card spot.
Three hours and 20 minutes.
Yep.
Boomer's back.
Kodai Senga tonight. Season debut. Charlie Morton for Atlanta. Another 7-10 start on WCBS 880. And the Yankees, after an off day, open a weekend series at Fenway Park. You got Nestor Cortez for the Yanks. Brian Baio for the Red Sox. Coverage at 6:30 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Yanks to begin tonight. Two back of the Orioles. Did beat the Marlins in 10 yesterday, 7-6. Rangers topped the White Sox 2-1, Max Scherzer, six innings, a one-run ball, and passed Justin Verlander on the all-time strikeouts list. How about Chicago now? 51 games under 500. They are 27-78. In D.C., a Thursday afternoon crowd witnessed the second no-hitter in Padres history.
Here's the 1-0. Abrams swings, lines it into right field. Johnson coming on. He's got it, and the ballgame is over. Dylan Cease says no hit. The Washington Nationals on a rainy Thursday in D.C., the Padres will celebrate.
Pods Radio, 3-0 over the Nats. He walked three, struck out 914 pitches. He was at 94 through 7 and talked about how he basically had to convince them to let him keep going, and he was able to finish off the no-hitter down there in D.C. Also, the Rays hammered the Blue Jays 13-0, but then late last night, they trade Randy Arozarena to the Mariners, get a couple of lower-level minor leaguers and a player to be named later back from Seattle. So he's suffering through a bunch of career worsts. But as I said to Al this morning, good time to trade him after carving up the Yankees again. They're basically responsible for about a third of his offensive production this season. So the Mariners make an early move here ahead of the trade deadline to add some outfield help for them there in Seattle. Let me play you one Mike Tomlin before I go.
Huh, okay.
Day one of on-field work at Steelers camp. He's in midseason form discussing his quarterback. So newcomer Russell Wilson did not work. He's got some sort of calf issue. So Justin Fields gets all the first team reps. And here was Tomlin all lathered up as he often is.
The challenge for our offensive unit to deal with a little adversity at the outset. You know, we all like to start with great fluidity and clean, but man, football isn't always like that. And so really I looked at it as a good thing for a collective, a challenge for the offensive unit, a challenge and an opportunity to get to know Russ a little bit, man, create a little short-term misery for him. Opportunity for others. So that's the story there.
Short-term misery.
Sounds welcome like this week for me.
On that note, how about his guy, Lebatard back in Stugatz here amidst his week at the Fan?
Stugatz is bigger than anybody at FAN not named Boomer Esiason. Bigger than any one of them.
Debatable.
That's not up for dispute.
You say debatable, he says not up for dispute.
Well, I was talking about me and Boomer.
I think the right answer to this is obviously nationally they've had a ton of success, but in New York and in the suburbs here, I think that the FAN personalities are more popular. But if we go to Illinois, no one has any idea who the hell we are, but they'll know who Stugatz is. But Tiki's more well known than
I got to tell you, when I got into this business, all I ever wanted was to be known in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Right.
That was the goal.
Yeah, but I think is Tiki more well known nationally than Stugatz? I think he has to be after the whole Today Show thing and everything else. So
yeah.
I don't think Dan knows Tiki's on WFAN.
No idea.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's right. Probably. Right.
Dan has no idea what's on this station after you and Boomer. And the only reason he knows that is because I come and fill in.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly right. Yes. all right, CeeLo, we'll see you next hour. It's Boomer and Geo with Stugatz in for Boomer again this morning, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on a feel-good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I don't know if that was intentional or not, playing the BT and Sal bumper, coming back to the segment now that I revealed to you that Brandon Tierney hates your guts.
Yeah.
But you don't seem too bothered by any of that. I mean, you really have got to a point in your career where these things, you're like water off a duck's back, as they say, right?
Yes.
And things like that.
That's exactly what they say. I'm not bothered by it. No. Listen, I have learned, especially in this petty business,
yeah,
you can't please everyone. And not everyone's going to like you.
Hmm.
Last time I was here, I was as close as anyone in the history of our industry has ever come to everyone else in the industry liking me.
Sure.
You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
Like, it was unanimous. Stugatz, good guy. He's not out for anyone else's job. I think where I went too far, I think where I crossed the line.
Yeah.
And I understand that this is why BT is upset with me, is when I started speaking about other people's jobs.
Okay.
In a way that was refreshing and honest and different and something you don't, you know, really hear every day on the radio. Unlike guys like BT and Sal, who aren't going to say it out loud, but I promise you, radio industry, they're thinking it.
Oh,
they want your job. They're hoping that your next step is the wrong step. Your next step is the one that lands you in prison. The next step is the one that lands them in your seat. I say it out loud, and I feel bad.
No, you don't. You idiot loser. Nobody cares what you think. Get lost. How about that?
Yeah. I crossed the line. And I understand why BT would be upset with me.
Yeah.
And so, BT, if you're listening, and I'm certain you are, I apologize, okay? Whatever I did to you to upset you, to piss you off, to have you hate me, I apologize to you, okay? I love you. I am not here to take anyone's
job. You don't love him. Stop.
I don't love him. I don't even know him. But that's what upsets me about this industry.
Yeah.
How many times has BT reached out to me and said, Stu, can we go grab a beer? How about we see a ball game together?
Yeah.
Let's go have some lunch.
Yeah.
BT has formed an opinion about me without spending any quality time with me. Now, Gio spent quality time with me yesterday. He hates me.
No, I don't. I do not. I mean, I know we're having fun with that. I do not. No, I do not hate you.
At least you gave me the time. That is my point.
Yeah.
No. Like we spent four. Listen, I maintain on a golf course. You want to get to know if you have a good relationship with someone? Go golfing with them.
No, I would. I would go again. Yesterday fell apart. Right. I would golf with you again. Yesterday fell apart because I was playing so poorly. I just lost my mind.
Yeah.
And just the way that you play is just very frustrating. But yeah, I mean, like I understand how you could feel a little bit annoyed by the fact that someone who doesn't know you seems to hate your guts.
Yeah,
you know?
Listen, I'm 51, man. I have two kids. Like, as you get older, you gain perspective and all that good stuff, yeah. Right? I mean, I can't sit around and
think about these things.
I got too many other things to do.
Yeah.
Things that are way more important to me. Things that mean way more to me than my relationship or lack thereof with BT. Okay?
Stick it up your ass!
So if you're asking, yes, at this stage of my life, I don't care. If he doesn't like me, he doesn't like me. Yeah, what am I going to do about it?
No, I know.
But all I am asking him, listen, spend 30 minutes with me. Let's go grab a burger, you know, a BLT, maybe some milkshakes, okay? Let's talk it out. Mm. And if you decide after 30 minutes with me you don't like me, you don't like me. I'm good, okay?
Yeah, I mean, and all you right. will turn on that Stu Gotch charm, and he'll walk out of there completely confused.
Best
as
friends.
To...
No chance!
Like, I thought this guy was this. I don't know. Is he full of it? Is he telling the truth? I can't figure it out. You'll just twist his brain into a pretzel like you do with many people.
Gio, I think you know this, right? Mm-hmm. I want people in our industry to succeed, to thrive, okay? Because I am an underdog story. I have no business being here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I didn't go to school for this.
Yeah.
And here I am co-hosting one of the biggest shows in the history of sports radio. We don't even talk about sports.
Well, we did for like 10 minutes today.
I was talking about our show.
Oh, me, yeah, your show. Yeah.
This is the top five, you know, top biggest radio show in the history of sports radio. You and Gio. Gino.
Gino.
But what I'm saying is... Yeah. I have no business. I have exceeded every expectation I had for myself when I got into the business. I was on First Take. Yeah. I was on College Game Day.
That's crazy.
I host a show with Levitard. I'm sitting here filling in for Boomer. I have no business doing this. No business doing this. And so I root for all the non-athletes out there like myself, because the athletes are coming for all our jobs. I root for BT and I root for Sal. I am them.
Well, the athletes are not going to come for these jobs because they don't pay enough.
That's true.
The TV jobs, yes, yes. Tim in Parsippany, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, guys. Stu Gotch, you've been filling in for 4 days now.
Yeah.
Do you know CeeLo's actual name?
CeeLo.
No.
Do you know one of Gio's two kids' names? You golfed with him yesterday. You've been with him now for 4 days.
Do you think Gio knows the name of my kids?
I don't.
How about that?
I don't.
Huh?
Yeah. We don't need to know each other's kids' stories and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
That's enough. I mean,
it was around the golf.
I
put you in a bad spot there. I'm sorry.
No.
I know
fine.
The name of your kids, I think.
I don't feel bad about that at all. Not
Gio Jr.?
No, they're two girls.
Gina Jr.?
No, that's fine. I don't pretend to care about other people's families. I really don't. And I don't want you to care about mine.
Right. I do care about yours, though.
There's several people. Like, you develop an inner circle, especially when you get older and you start eliminating people. There are some people's kids and families I care about, but for the most part, I don't. And I don't expect you to care about mine. It's just the way that it is.
Okay.
And then we'll pretend that we care. You don't care. Like, how are the kids? Nobody really cares
how your
kids are.
No one cares how your kids are.
Right.
Okay. Nobody.
Exactly. They do out of respect.
Yes.
But it's like, stop. You don't care. Stop with the small talk.
And let me tell you something. When you're going on and on and on and on about your kids and everything they've accomplished and achieved, I promise you this. The person on the receiving end of your message is not listening.
No.
Not processing any of it. They don't care about your kids.
Okay? And I'm conscious of that. Very rarely will I show a picture or show something, and it would only be because I think that that person would appreciate it. Like, for example, we had a little bit of an exchange back and forth yesterday. I showed Sabrina having a golf lesson, and then you showed me your daughter when she was first hitting, which I don't know her name.
It was Rachel.
Just hitting a golf ball, and we enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was a cool thing.
It was a cool moment.
Our
yes.
daughter's playing golf.
Yes.
Outside of that, no idea. No clue, don't care.
I feel like it's the only moment, it was a genuine moment, and I feel like it was the moment of the week where Gio actually said, you know what, he's a human being.
Yeah.
Right? And I actually like him for a second, right. And then he went right back to hating me. It's unbelievable. Right. What has happened here? I mean, the program director's job opened up, and I applied for it, and everyone's angry with me.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they
last don't. Year, I was the toast of the town in this place.
You were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how it's just on a dime has changed.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile, and on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on a feel-good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I don't know if that was intentional or not, playing the BT and Sal bumper coming back to the segment now that I revealed to you that Brandon Tierney hates your guts.
Yeah.
But you don't seem too bothered by any of that. I mean, you really have got to a point in your career where these things, you're the water off a duck's back, as they say, right?
Yes, yes.
And things like that.
That's exactly what they say. I'm not bothered by it.
No.
Listen. I have learned, especially in this petty business,
yeah,
you can't please everyone, and not everyone's going to like you.
Hmm.
Last time I was here, I was as close as anyone in the history of our industry has ever come to everyone else in the industry liking me.
Sure.
You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
Like, it was unanimous. Stugatz, good guy. He's not out for anyone else's job. I think where I went too far, I think where I crossed the line.
Yeah.
And I understand that this is why BT is upset with me, is when I started speaking about other people's jobs.
Okay.
In a way that was refreshing and honest and different and something you don't, you know, really hear every day on the radio. Unlike guys like BT and Sal, who aren't going to say it out loud, but I promise you, radio industry, they're thinking it.
Oh,
they want your job. They're hoping that your next step is the wrong step. Your next step is the one that lands you in prison. The next step is the one that lands them in your seat. I say it out loud, and I feel bad.
No, you don't. You idiot loser. Nobody cares what you think. Get lost. How about that?
Yeah. I crossed the line. And I understand why BT would be upset with me.
Yeah.
And so, BT, if you're listening, and I'm certain you are, I apologize. okay? Whatever I did to you to upset you, to piss you off, to have you hate me, I apologize to you, okay? I love you. I am not here to take anyone's
job. You don't love him, stop.
I don't love him. I don't even know him. But that's what upsets me about this industry.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times has BT reached out to me and said, Stu, can we go grab a beer? How about we see a ball game together?
Yeah.
Let's go have some lunch.
Yeah.
BT has formed an opinion about me without spending any quality time with me. Now, Gio spent quality time with me yesterday. He hates me.
No, I don't. I do not. I mean, I know we're having fun with that. I do not. No, I do least, not hate
at,
you.
At least you gave me the time. That is my point.
Yeah.
No. Like we spent four. Listen, I maintain on a golf course. You want to get to know if you have a good relationship with someone? Go golfing with them.
No, I would. I would go again. Yesterday fell apart. Right. I would golf with you again. Yesterday fell apart because I was playing so poorly. I just lost my mind.
Yeah.
And just the way that you play is just very frustrating. But yeah, I mean, like I understand how you could feel a little bit annoyed by the fact that someone who doesn't know you seems to hate your guts.
Yeah,
you
know? Listen, I'm 51, man. I have two kids. Like, as you get older, you gain perspective and all that good stuff. Yeah. Right? I mean, I can't sit around and
think about these things.
I got too many other things to do.
Yeah.
Things that are way more important to me. Things that mean way more to me than my relationship or lack thereof with BT. Okay?
Stick it up your ass!
So if you're asking, yes, at this stage of my life, I don't care. If he doesn't like me, he doesn't like me. Yeah, what am I going to do about it?
No, I know.
But all I am asking him, listen, spend 30 minutes with me. Let's go grab a burger, you know, a BLT, maybe some milkshakes, okay? Let's talk it out. Mm. And if you decide after 30 minutes with me you don't like me, you don't like me. I'm good, okay?
Yeah, I mean, and all you right. will turn on that Stu Gotch charm, and he'll walk out of there completely confused.
Best
as
friends.
To...
No chance!
Like, I thought this guy was this. I don't know. Is he full of it? Is he telling the truth? I can't figure it out. You'll just twist his brain into a pretzel like you do with many people.
Gio, I think you know this, right? Mm-hmm. I want people in our industry to succeed, to thrive, okay? Because I am an underdog story. I have no business being here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I didn't go to school for this.
Yeah.
And here I am co-hosting one of the biggest shows in the history of sports radio. We don't even talk about sports.
Well, we did for like 10 minutes today.
I was talking about our show.
Your show. Yeah.
This is the top five, you know, top biggest radio show in the history of sports radio. You and Gio. Gino.
Gino.
But what I'm saying is, yeah. I have no business. I have exceeded every expectation I had for myself when I got into the business. I was on First Take.
Yeah.
I was on College Game Day.
That's crazy.
I host a show with Levitard. I'm sitting here filling in for Boomer. I have no business doing this. No business doing this. And so I root for all the non-athletes out there like myself because the athletes are coming for all our jobs. Well, I root for BT and I root for Sal. I am them.
Well, the athletes are not going to come for these jobs because they don't pay enough.
That's true.
The TV jobs, yes, yes. Tim in Parsippany, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, guys. Stu Gotch, you've been filling in for 4 days now.
Yeah.
Do you know CeeLo's actual name?
CeeLo.
No.
Do you know one of Gio's two kids' names? You golfed with him yesterday. You've been with him now for 4 days.
Do you think Gio knows the name of my kids?
I don't.
How about that?
I don't.
Huh?
Yeah. We don't need to know each other's kids' stories and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
That's enough. We
It was around the golf.
I mean,
I put you in a bad spot there. I'm sorry.
No. It's
I know
fine.
The name of your kids, I think.
I don't feel bad about that at all. Not
Gio Jr.?
No, they're two girls.
Gina Jr.?
No, that's fine. I don't pretend to care about other people's families. I really don't. And I don't want you to care about mine.
Right. I do care about yours, though.
There's several people. Like, you develop an inner circle, especially when you get older and you start eliminating people. There are some people's kids and families I care about, but for the most part, I don't. And I don't expect you to care about mine. It's just the way that it is.
Okay.
And then we'll pretend that we care. You don't care. Like, how are the kids? Nobody really cares
how your
kids are.
No one cares how your kids are.
Right.
Okay. Nobody.
Exactly. They do that out of respect.
Yes.
But But it's like, stop. You don't care. Stop with the small talk.
And let me tell you something. When you're going on and on and on and on about your kids and everything they've accomplished and achieved, I promise you this. The person on the receiving end of your message is not listening.
No.
Not processing any of it. They don't care about your kids.
Okay? And I'm conscious of that. Very rarely will I show a picture or show something, and it would only be because I think that that person would appreciate it. Like, for example, we had a little bit of exchange back and forth yesterday. I showed Sabrina having a golf lesson, and then you showed me your daughter when she was first hitting, which I don't know her name.
It was Rachel.
Just hitting a golf ball, and we enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was a cool thing.
It was a cool moment.
Our daughter's playing golf.
Yes.
Outside of that, no idea. No clue, don't care.
I feel like it's the only moment. It was a genuine moment, and I feel like it was the moment of the week where Gio actually said, you know what? He's a human being.
Yeah.
Right? And I actually like him for a second, and then he went right back to hating me. It's unbelievable. Right. What has happened here? I mean, the program director's job opened up and I applied for it and everyone's angry with me.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they
last don't. Year I was the toast of the town in this place.
You were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how it's just on a dime has changed.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.